Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up for it, my hustle staying down got me everything. And nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up, people? Welcome to another edition of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. This is your host, Mo Beans, of course. Black should be checking in about 45 minutes into the show. We're going to get into tonight's topic. You know, Black always serving up a nice topic. But for the first 45 minutes, yours truly will be holding down. So I just want to say shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to everybody enjoying the holidays, chilling with their family, friends, you know what I'm saying? Ugly Christmas sweaters and all that, exchanging gifts, you know, all good, just vibe, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you and yours out there. So we're getting into the top five, or actually the top four. So, you know, as we like to do, you know, we want to shout out to people that's listening. You know, this is worldwide. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do. So, number four, coming. I'm gonna take it from four to one. So, number four, shout out to Canada. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the cats up north. Big shout out to Toronto. I haven't been there in a while, man. Love Toronto, but shout out to Canada. Y'all holding it down. up there at number four. Number three, Down Under, Australia. Shout out to Australia. You know what I'm saying? They've been pretty strong as of late. I see they, you know, been holding it down with the listeners. And shout out to number two, which is United Kingdom, England. So yeah, shout out to that, man. I'm gonna give you two. Speaking of England too, I'm gonna give you my whole rundown of what I thought about Top Boy. You know, my review. I've been binge watching that like crazy, man, on Netflix. So I'm gonna tell you what I think about that. But shout out to England, and then shout out to number one. You know what I'm saying? Which is the United States, man. United States of America, of course. And shout out to Cali. You know, Cali is always holding down real strong on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? They be listening heavy. So shout out to LA, San Diego, San Francisco. You know, the whole Golden State. So shout out to that. So, you know, of course, you know, when I hold this down, I generally get into, like, my the world-famous chop-up. And, you know, this is the part where I like to chop it up and talk my shit. So I'm going to kind of drag it out a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because I got to, you know, I got 45 minutes of talking shit to you guys and to Black check in. Hopefully some of my homies can check in a little bit and they can hold me down a little bit. But if not, hey, you know what I'm saying, I'm here. So let me see. I mean, first I'm going to get into my week, too. So my week was cool. Just holding it down, man. Brooklyn, NYC. I'm going to be chilling in Brooklyn for the holidays. Wife is going to Cleveland, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Give us a little break, man. Let me miss her a little bit. Shout out to Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, East Cleveland. Shout out to the peoples out there and all my peoples out there. But my week was cool, man. Interior decorating was cool. This week I won like I received a nice award for my, I guess, for the service that I be bringing to the game. So shout out to everybody that I helped out over this year. You know what I'm saying? It was a strong year. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm on vacation from that, so I'm going to be chilling. Not chilling. I'm going to be real on my real estate, real heavy. So shout out, man. If you're looking for some apartments in the Brooklyn area, you know to holler at your guy right here. I got you. Yeah, so that's me, man. You know, my week was chill. And I'm just ready for this new energy, man. It's 2020 energy. I can feel it too, man. I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like 2020 is about to be upon us, man. I can't believe it. So definitely looking forward, man, to what the new decade has in store. But I just want to finish up these last week and a half, 2 weeks strong. You know, like it just, you know. Just been reflecting on a decade or whatever. This was an interesting decade too, man. I was chopping it up with a couple of my fellas, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bunker 31. That's my Instagram chat group I got with a couple of my fellas there. And, you know, just thinking back, man, this has just been a crazy. Yo, who that? Who that on the check-in right there? Thought I heard somebody.
Man, what's up, man?
My man, Smooth. What up, Smooth? What's popping, man?
What up, dude? Man, apparently we got this whole female-ass topic today, man.
Yeah, you know, with Black, you know what I'm saying? Black going to be back in. She going to be in like 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So,
why do men get possessive once they have a child by a woman?
Yeah. And, you know, I definitely want to hear your take on this, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to just kick back and play the sideline on this topic, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? That don't really concern me at this time, but I'm eager to learn and, you know what I'm saying, see what y'all be, you know, what y'all be doing, you know?
I want to hear where this fucking question comes from. Like, nigga, I know the child mind, you know, the bitch. I don't really take possession of the bitch, but yeah. I take possession of the child.
The child, right? But, hey, well, Black must have been going through it or something, you know, Black, you know, it's your open book, so it's going to be interesting to see what she got to say and what inspired this topic.
Yeah, no shit.
So shout out, man. Hopefully my man Bravo will be calling in a little bit later. We can run down some stuff. But real quick, Smooth, man, since you on the line right now, I wanted to get into this topic, and we'll probably maybe touch base a little bit later too. But your dude, man, I've been hearing some I guess some good news from him, man. Maybe he's doing good, man. I just want to get an update. But I want to shout out Andrew Yang. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't see this last debate. So you know, hopefully you got some intel on it. But I did see something on Twitter that was very interesting, man. And Andrew Yang, he has now, Donald Glover is now the creative consultant for, Andrew Yang's campaign now. You know what I'm saying? So it's Yang game for real. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. So, I mean, what you think about that? So is he still in the race? Because it seems like he gained the momentum now. Like other people are falling off.
Man, this how this is. If he's still in the race, obviously he ain't back out of the motherfucker yet. But how can I put this?
What's up?
Unfortunately, right?
Okay.
This is a popularity contest.
Thanks.
Regardless of what people say, it really don't matter if the person that is spitting the jewels is spitting the right jewels if a motherfucker don't
not
like
popular.
It. You see what I'm saying? Well, I mean, it's neither here nor there. It's, if a motherfucker don't like you, they don't like you. But if even if you're popular, right, a motherfucker still got to like you.
That's true.
Your name has to be prominent enough to where if they don't know shit about you, at least they know their name. So when it go down the voting, like, bam, that name is recognizable. It's 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah,
you know
that's true.
It's a billboard. It is what it is. So
Robert Greene, great book.
So that's just like, let's say you work at a job, and this motherfucker is always fucking up, right? But the motherfucker that's always fucking up always get these raises. The reason why they get these fucking raises is because their name is always in somebody's mouth. It don't matter if it's good or bad. Motherfucker like, well, fuck, I know his name. Bang. This nigga get a raise. When it comes down to Andrew Yang, man, Yang be spitting them numbers, but everybody know Biden. Everybody
know
Elizabeth Warren. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know her.
You got booted.
I don't know who she is.
Well, you know. I mean,
but I don't watch the news, so you're
right. Motherfuckers that have any inclination of following politics, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, you know who fucking Elizabeth Warren is, and the fact that Booty's a homosexual, so he got like the Rainbow Pride with him. You know what I'm saying? So
they got a homo man. I can't say gay dude. Like they got a gay dude that's running.
Booty. His name is Booty. So like, you know,
his name is Booty too. Oh,
well, yeah, you know, Booty Jerry, what the fuck it is. I call the man Booty. I ain't got time to just Booty.
Pronounce his name correctly.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you got Bloomberg.
What's up with Bloomberg?
Bloomberg, he's just doing his thing right now. Like right now. So many people are so pissed off. Like, Bloomberg is toxic. He's toxic right now when it comes down to Sanders, Biden, and Warren.
Okay.
Like, so, like, the DNC.
Why is he toxic?
The DNC, because he's rich.
That's that Trump shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, the message right now, they want to divide and conquer. So, like, the motherfuckers that got money is the enemy. That's all it is. Fuck you.
Too powerful.
You know what I'm saying? So, right. Which makes no fucking sense. Because, like, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be there. Everybody wants to be there. But, like, now you won't get mad at the motherfucker because he's there? Like, come on, man. You talk about this unfair shit. Look, this is the real world. At the end of the day, for every dollar I make, somebody can't make it. I'm taking money from somebody. That's life.
Big bank,
You don't have an infinite amount of money. You don't have an infinite amount of money. You have a finite amount of money, which means, look, there's a limited supply. So for every dollar I make, I take from somebody else. That's the game. Simple as that. Life ain't fair. Life is not fair.
But now, has Bloomberg been in any of the debates, though?
No. Fuck no.
So he's just on the outside.
What?
No, I was just saying. So he on the outside. How was he like even look, because truthfully, as far as the Democratic, you know, like I said, I'm not afraid to say it. Like, I'm pro-Trump at this point, you know what I'm saying? And so that's it. I just, you know, I kind of been focused right there, you know, because it's like in my – basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like – what Trump is doing or whatever, like, it's loud. You know what I'm saying? So I can just easily keep up with that. You know what I'm saying? He's on Twitter and all that stuff, so I can keep up with that. The other stuff is kind of like I'm on the outside looking in. So my point or the question that I'm asking for you is, well, actually, and shout out to, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, Saturday Night Live. I've been getting just a lot of my, like, little Democratic part from that, you know, kind of, you know, I know it's comedy and stuff like that, but you can kind of read between the lines. So I guess the question that I have is, how is Bloomberg – just on the outside looking in, and he ain't been in no debates. Like, how is that even going to work if he does start to debate? You know, what's his policies and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, nigga, like, you don't really need to – you really don't need the fucking debates, man. Debates are a fucking sham. Simple as that. Like, Bloomberg would still be on the fucking ticket. Like, Bloomberg would still be on the ticket as an independent. It really don't matter.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, the Democrats, the DNC was going to cheat. They're going to cheat your ass anyway. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to always ride for who they want, strategically.
Yeah.
You can tell by how many minutes a motherfucker get to speak. You can tell how they put them on camera. You can tell how they promote the shit, and people just magically disappear. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, motherfucker, you don't never see Yang on anything. They make a point not to, they make a point to keep the agent on. You're not seeing shit about Cory Booker, who's black. But, you know, Corey, he's a homosexual, too.
Corey Booker.
He's a homosexual, too. He just right now, he's in the closet.
Yo, they really pushing that. They really pushing.
But he in the closet, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Corey in the closet.
Okay, so he picked up,
like, Rosario Dawson is pretending to be his girlfriend for right now.
Oh, shit. I got to write this down, man. That's interesting. Well, that's a nice pretend. I mean, look, if you're going to play the role, she a nice... One of my favorite actresses, so shout out to
them. Yeah, but you got to prove that one, homie. You going to prove that one. You like, man, you had all these gay ass rooms, and all of a sudden you fucking with Rosario Dawson.
Wow, okay. All right, if you going to do it, though, that's all right. That's an interesting side story, man. You just put me on. That's
yo.
Hell no.
But
I'm still Yang Gang, man. What's up?
Because I just think. You know, because I'm a fan of Donald Glover, man. I think he's just got, like, a creative mind. So, I don't know, man. Like, and he's going to probably come with some unorthodox type of, you know, tactics. You know what I'm saying? A creative consultant. You know, it seemed like he ain't really been, you know, shout out to ATL. That was, like, one of my favorite shows. But, seemed like he's been doing other shit. So, maybe this is where his focus is going to be. And, you know, he can get the millennials on board.
Let me
tell you. What I'm saying? So, what's up?
It's either you have it or you don't.
Okay.
Andrew Yang, he go by the numbers. You see what I'm saying? So he's spitting real.
Yeah.
Like when it comes down to entrepreneurship and all this other shit, when it comes down to what's going on with jobs and in the market and whatnot, and how many jobs you're going to gain and how many jobs you're going to lose and shit, hey, he's spitting the truth. But as far as him actually coming out and playing the game where you actually supposed to tell people your accomplishments. Motherfucker's supposed to know who you are. He not doing it. And unfortunately, motherfuckers don't understand.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I done dropped the fucking phone. Damn, nigga, drop the fucking phone. Like, the fuck?
I got you. You was at, people don't understand.
People don't understand, like, regardless of the fact of motherfuckers get mad about people not talking about the topics, the subjects, the issues, whatever the fuck it is. Nigga, the issues don't mean shit if they don't know who you are. What can you do for them?
Yeah, that's a fact. But that's why I think this is a good move. You know, because Donald Glover's known, especially to the millennial generation, and they gonna start to know, especially if he do some creative shit to really, you know. Pop up type shit in different
like
strategic places. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, you know, he maybe do like some pop ups in like major cities, like in New York. You know, well, he went to campaign. You want to campaign in the places with the most electoral college votes and then places that got a lot of influence. So, you know, maybe he'll pop up in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he'll pop up in, I'm sure, what's up?
Real shit.
Or New York.
I mean, Yang Gang, I'm fucking with Yang Gang. But unfortunately, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, let's say by some strange twist of fate, right? Everybody other than Yang got on a plane and the plane blew up, right? So
yes.
So now Yang the only candidate left. Even then, he would still have to go up against a motherfucker who has been known for the last 40 years.
Trump, that's
what
I'm saying. I mean, he's not gonna win. But the thing is,
motherfucker, Trump has been rallying. Trump has been promoting 2020 since the day he got elected. Like,
of course.
You know what I'm saying?
He's thinking
like, this motherfucker been campaigning for 4 years already.
Yeah, he's laying down the strategy. Yes, he is. He's already seeing. He's got his board up. You know what I'm saying? He's looking at all the different candidates and, you know, how can I just take them out? You know what I'm saying? If they become the, if they, you know, win a ticket.
Man,
you know what I'm
saying? Worried about that because he's going to say what the fuck he wants for anything.
But without, now another question for you too, and I, you know, pardon me, but I know you, you know, you've been like really keeping your ear to this. So Yang, what does he come from? Like, what was he doing before? Like, was he, you know, what's his claim of fame as far as like how he even got, and you know, like what's his career?
He's an entrepreneur, man. Like, motherfucker, he was the president. Like, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, he was an ambassador.
Mm.
Under Obama for global entrepreneurship. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Okay. So that's why you really, okay. All right. I can see that.
Like, the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like he's been doing this shit. Like, he has the political clout under, you know what I'm saying, the previous president or whatnot, but he chose not to say it. Like, you know what I'm talking about? This motherfucker, he was the champion of change. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he has these accolades, but nobody knows about
him. Okay, so he was one of the, like, Obama's, like, kind of right-hand man, like, maybe, like, an advisor or something.
I would never say right-hand man like no Biden type shit. I'm going to say through his works and through his deeds, he was recognized.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Okay.
But that right-hand man shit, that doesn't mean he was fucking million. But, like, through his words and deeds, he was recognized.
Interesting. Well, he definitely, you know, one person I'm going to keep my eye on. And what's cool about this whole, you know, before we switch topics, and then we're going to get into this whole impeachment shit, too, but later.
Uh-huh.
But as far as what's cool about this whole political game is, like, this is when, you know, even though he's not going to, like, I really do think Trump is going to win. I don't think he's going to get impeached. I think he's going to win the next term or whatever the case may be and ride out his four years. And then it's,
I mean,
it's
technically
up in the
air. He's impeached. You know what I'm saying? Technically,
yeah,
he's already impeached, but it ain't going to get passed through the Senate.
That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
The technical part, yes, but I'm talking about when it's just solidified where he got to, like, sit down. I don't see that happening. But this is laying down the groundwork for the next 4 years. So even though it's kind of like the NCAA tournament or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Yang that made the tournament this year, you know what I'm saying, maybe, you know, made it to the second round, made a little name of himself, but now, you know, next couple of years, now he can really build his foundation. And now, you know, as, because, you know, 4 years from now, we definitely got to have somebody brand new. And then, you know, if he keeps, you know, on the same political, I guess, uptick, you know what I'm saying, then maybe that'll be his time. You know what I'm saying? So right now, he might, you know, probably see, like, all right, it'll take a long shot for me to win. But let me just get my name, because I didn't know who he was until you brought him up. And then now, all of a sudden, you know, like I said, he's popping up on my Twitter feed. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I'm connecting the dots. All right, this was Smooth's guy. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm a Donald Glover fan, so to speak. So I'm like, oh, now they connected. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, comparing. So, you know, we'll see how that that shakes out. So, you know, shout out to that.
I don't believe he's going to run in 2024.
Why would
I honestly don't believe he's going to. I honestly don't think he's going to run in 2024.
So I was
like,
just about to, like, you know,
what?
Good, but then you you just hit why though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't he though? Like, you know, because that's when he could actually probably win if he, like you said, if he builds his name up and get his weight up. Now people know him, and now he got more momentum. And then here's the other thing too. I think you should keep in mind, like, it always switches up. So what I'm saying is, if Trump does win 2020 election, all of a sudden he's got his 4 years, so now he's in there to 2024. That, you know, I mean, I think Trump is really kind of like an independent person myself, but of course he's running on the Republican side. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why I like him. He's not really Republican, and he's not really Democratic to me. I think he's like a little bit – I think he's a hybrid in a way, because he's just something different. But anyway, long story short, because he is on a Republican ticket side, now Yang would be able to really swing that momentum. And if he's been a consistent – the way you've been saying it is, and he keeps laying down the foundation, now they're going to be yearning for a Democrat to take back office, because he's been a Republican in office for 8 years, so to speak. So that's why – I'm like, why would you say he wouldn't run? Because that's kind of going against everything you just said.
No, it's not going against it. Like, you got to look at it like this. You have so many people running for president right now. You got like 12, 13, 14 goddamn candidates. The only reason why these people are running is to run against Trump. Like, normally a motherfucker will run for election to get some money. Because, like, you get it. Hey, man, look, I'm telling you right now, anybody want to get a quick-ass dollar, nigga, run for a seat in your municipality and just do a fundraiser, you know, take the loot. But you have so many people, all their main goal is to just get Trump out of office. That's it.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang has already said that if by some chance he doesn't win the Democratic National, you know what I'm saying, the vote for the Democratic National right now, he's not going to run independent. The reason why he's not going to run independent is because then they'll be splitting the votes three ways, and he's saying the most important thing is to get Trump out of office. You see what I'm saying? When a motherfucker says that shit like that, that just lets you know that he really doesn't have any intentions of running in 2024. If he don't win in 2020.
Well, he's not going to win in 2020. You just said that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know. All right. Well, I mean, it's interesting. You know, I think that just sounds good, though. You know what I'm saying? And remember, this whole debate stuff, I think it's, you know, I disagree with you. I think the debates are very key to that, because that's what you're saying. That's the personality. That's how you get your name out there. That's how you,
no,
the charisma you got to show. You know what I'm saying? That's like the
cute
playoffs.
It's cute for you to say that you disagree with me about the debates, but you have yet to watch one goddamn debate.
Because to me, it hasn't reached the finals yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, all right, when it gets to the finals, you know what I'm saying? Meaning that You got the you know, you have the person who's gonna be the Democrat who's gonna win the ticket, who's gonna run, you know, everybody that fell by the wayside, and this person is the guy that they're gonna, or the guy or female that they're gonna go up against Trump. Then that's when I pay attention. Right now it's just like, all right, man, I'm just hearing little bits about this person, I'm hearing little bits about this person, and it's nobody that I have gravitated towards. You know what I'm saying? You put me on an Andrew Yang, but I still don't know about him. You know what I'm saying? I'm just still learning about him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a fan yet. I'm not like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a fan of Trump. I am at this point. But what I'm saying is, it was the same thing, you know, now what, 12 years ago, you know what I'm saying, when Obama was coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, who was this dude? You know what I'm saying? Especially, and I, you know, even though I'm like, at this point, pro-Trump, I was definitely not Trump is the only Republican that I really rocked with, that I was like, yo, I like this dude, you know what I'm saying, as far as what he's about. But back when W. Bush, you know what I'm saying, to me, he always had a strong cabinet. I respected his cabinet. You know what I'm saying? He had Karl Rove running his campaign. He had Condoleezza Rice as, Secretary of State. He had Colin Powell as I forgot the title you call that. But you know what I'm saying? He had a strong cabinet at that time. You know what I'm saying? And, but I wasn't a fan of him, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, I just thought he was just a figurehead, you know what I'm saying? Basically, his pops had the clout. His pops got booted out by Clinton, you know, he only had 4 years. So, you know, you're a lame duck president at this point, if you only, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you, you got to win 8 years for you not to be a lame duck president. So he was like the lame duck president, you know, after Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was the last president that just had the 4 years. So anyway, long story short, what
man,
I'm trying to say
hell
is.
Hell no. You done lost your damn mind.
What? What's up?
Like, don't get me wrong. See, I don't care for Daddy Bush, right?
Yeah.
But the groundwork, the foundation that Daddy Bush laid down is the only reason why, Clinton was able to, you know what I'm saying, get out of debt as far as, as far as America being in the black, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, what people forget to read my lips. You know what I'm saying? The famous speech by fucking Daddy Bush, read my lips. I am not raising taxes. Simple as that. Motherfucking Daddy Bush did not raise taxes, and he reduced spending.
Yeah.
That laid the groundwork, and the motherfucker cut a lot of shit. That motherfucker cut a lot of spending. That's what laid the groundwork for fucking Bill Clinton to actually get the debt back to where we was in the black. You know what I'm saying? We had a surplus of money.
Yeah.
So like,
Daddy
Bush wasn't a lame duck. Daddy Bush fucked around, and Daddy Bush was in the lead when it came down to Bill Clinton versus Daddy Bush. But y'all forgetting Ross Perot was up in there as well.
Yeah, that's true. He was the independent.
You see,
and it was kind of like
Ross
what you just said before.
Ross Perot had the majority of the joke, but when Ross Perot decided to say fuck it, and Ross Perot was beating Clinton, but when Ross Perot fucked around and said fuck it, all the votes went to Clinton. That's how Clinton won.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, like I said.
Divide and conquer the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it's just that. I don't want to get my words like misconstrued, but what I'm just trying to say is when you to get that, even though I didn't respect George W. Bush like that, I wasn't a fan of him at all. But like I said, I like John Kerry. That was his like opponent at the time. I like the, what was the other dude, the first guy that came down to Florida or whatever.
Al Gore.
Yeah. To me, like, you know, they didn't have a charisma. You know what I'm saying? So my whole point that I was just trying to make was, so I wasn't checking for nobody. I did kind of like Bill Clinton a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I thought Bill Clinton was cool until, like, some things start to come out, and I was like, oh, wow, I don't like him as much, especially with his, and then I definitely don't like his wife at all, you know what I'm saying? So Bill Clinton, I liked a little bit, but then once his wife became prominent, that kind of, like, made me start to second-guess Bill Clinton a little bit. But the point I'm trying to make is, Obama, you know, in the midst of this, I'm talking early 2000s, I'm seeing this young dude come up, you know, at the time. You know what I'm saying? Young black dude, you know what I'm saying? Like Obama. And you know, at that time, now I'm watching every debate, everything that he's in, because I'm like, yo, this guy's got charisma. You know what I'm saying? He's new. You know what I'm saying? All these old white dudes, and now just, you know, younger black guy. You know what I'm saying? It's really, you know, just charisma and just, you know, just really had something about him. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. So that's the point I was just trying to make. So right now I'm not seeing that from the Democratic Party. I'm not seeing that from the Republican Party. The only thing I see is Trump. Well, actually, I mean, because Trump is already the Republican, you know, he's president. So, you know, it's not like he's going to have to, you know, go against Republicans like he did to win this office that he's in now. So, anyway.
Hey, they got Republicans on the ticket.
They do? Okay. Like, wait, hold on. So I feel like I'm in government class again. Like, I mean, I forgot some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. But,
I see.
Yo, yeah, but I'm saying, like, hold on. Like, how does that work? Like, hold on. It's basically Trump versus Democrats at this point. Ain't no Republican that can run up against, can get in this, right? Put me on. I don't know.
It don't work that way, man. Like,
put me on.
You can lose your ability to run. Like, regardless of the fact. Like, yeah, there's motherfuckers that's going up against them. They're just not promoting those people, those individuals, on the news. You see what I'm saying? The news decides what the hell they're going to broadcast. But yeah, there's motherfuckers that's on the ticket other than Trump on the Republican ticket.
Wow. Wow, you never hear that then. Put it like this. It hasn't been done, well, in modern times. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day.
It gets done, but it's considered political suicide. You know what I'm talking about? If you take shit too far.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's like, I like how you said, oh, you know, you're not watching the debates. It really is. I guess it can be done, but it's so irrelevant right now. That's like, all right, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even giving those second thoughts because, like, it hasn't been done. And now until somebody changes the game, you know what I'm saying? Because we, like I said, I was talking, I love having these debates. And we're going into a new time right now. I mean, I think, you know, these next 10 years is going to be a different type of time. It's going to be some game changes. Like maybe what you just said, 4 years, or I'm not going to say four years from now, it's going to be, you know, wide open again. But I'll say 8 years from now, if you have somebody that can come up, you know what I'm saying, like change the game, like we just talked about, like if it's a Democrat in office or a Republican in office and it's somebody from the same political side, you know, comes up, like that just hasn't happened. It would be interesting to find out when the last time that did happen, because it seems like that's some old, like, way back in the day shit, probably even before, like, FDR, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, old school times, you know what I'm saying? Because this has always been interesting to me. I've always kept track of all the presidents and shit like that, especially when you always see the ones you heard through history, but it's been, what, 45 presidents, man? So it's just like the ones that didn't get the hype and what happened to them and all that other stuff, man, and what happened with the country at the time is just very interesting to me. So, shout out, man. We in the future right now. 2020, man. It sounds epic. What's up?
And look, all I'm going to tell you is shit getting scary. Like, you talking about in the next 10 years, the landscape of the political parties, the landscape of the political parties is getting to the point where I'm not a liberal and I'm not a conservative. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, they all
like
the same.
No,
I'm not
like
in the middle. I'm on my own side. I'm a hypocrite. I feel is depending on how
I'm a hybrid.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a hybrid. I'm a hypocrite. Because, like, let's put it like this. I'm going to give you some hypocrisy because everybody's a hypocrite. I don't get down with faggots, but I love lesbians.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I love bisexual women. I ain't going to say I love lesbians. But, you know,
I love lesbians.
I'll tell you on that.
I love
lesbians.
Yes,
that means they ain't messing with you, though. If they lesbians, they ain't messing with you. You cool with that?
Hey, it is what it is. I love them. I love
them. Right, I like bisexual.
Because every lesbian once upon a time then had a dick. And if they didn't have a dick, they would thought about it.
We about to go in a whole other freaking topic, but no. This lesbians have been lesbians. They ain't never had sex with men. But go ahead.
No,
I don't even want to duck.
That's a lot, man. I know buku lesbians that used to get down with some dick. It just eventually gets tired. You know what? I don't want no dick.
You said it like it was just like fact. Like they, you know, they all did that. No, it's lesbians that just been lesbos from the time they was probably 5 years old. They just lesbos.
No. A lot of fucking lesbians, they fuck around. They get fucked over by a dude. I know a lot of lesbians. Lesbians with children. You know what I'm talking about? Like, damn, bitch, so you had that baby, bitch. You like, you ain't pussy.
So put it like this. You like the ones that switched over, the switched over lesbians.
No, I love all lesbians, period. I love all the lesbians. Even the ones that ain't never had no dick. I love all
because
I love pussy. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I can't hate you for, like, something I like. You know what I'm talking about?
That's how I feel about.
But that's
women.
Hypocrisy.
That's why I don't hate
I'm
interracial relationships when it comes to white guys dating black women. I don't hate that at all. I feel you on that.
So it's hypocrisy. Then I don't really get down with nepotism. You see what I'm saying? I hate motherfuckers.
Hold on, that's a fancy word. What's nepotism?
Nepotism is when a motherfucker get a job through their family members.
I don't like that shit either.
Nepotism, but then at the same time.
That was W. Bush.
But then at the same time, I do it too. When I get in positions where I can hire motherfuckers, I hire motherfuckers I know. But that's still hypocrisy.
Together.
You know what I'm saying? But it's still hypocrisy because I do the same shit too. I look out for motherfuckers that I know.
Yeah.
It's just like they look out for motherfuckers that they know. So I'm a hypocrite.
Right?
Exactly. But I'm a hypocrite. I'm not a fucking liberal.
I'm not a conservative. I don't believe that a motherfucker should be able to just say, hey, bitch, I'm going to take this money from you. Oh, bitch. Oh, Lord. Oh, sweet Jesus. The new Democratic Party is a socialism. Like, first of all, nigga, I'm from the 80s. Nigga, back in my day, we went out and we shot communists. Communism and socialism is the same fucking thing. But now all of a sudden,
yeah,
you got the Democratic Socialist Party. Hell no.
Yeah.
Dude, these motherfuckers not know history.
Put me on, man, because you know usually I would, you know, if I'm not in a conversation where I'm actually talking, you know, technology is crazy now. I would just look up socialism or whatever like that. So I'd be kind of off. Communism, I'm on point, but you know sometimes, you know, words I'd be like, fuck, what, you know, like I need to know
the
exact definition before I speak on it. Socialism is
what,
another way of saying communism. I know communism.
Yeah, like you, this how this works. Either you call them communists or socialists, but they're the same shit.
Why is it two different words?
It's the same fucking word. Right, just two different words. You see what I'm saying? So, like, China will use socialism. China used to use socialism, now they're using communism, as far as a word, as far as something to describe them. You see what I'm saying? Russia, depending on which government faction was in charge during the USSR days, communist or socialist.
I'm familiar.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Same thing with Cuba. Fuck.
Yeah.
The same thing with Korea. It's the same shit.
Okay, yeah, I got it. All right, so now that makes sense. So wait, hold on. So it's a Democratic Socialist Party right now, and there's a person running on that ticket right now?
Man, look. Bernie Sanders is representing the Democratic Socialist.
Wow, so you don't hear about this too much, man. This is behind the curtain type shit. Well, I don't watch that,
man. Oh,
hold on, Spoon. I'm saying now, is this something that you? Because, like I said, I'm asking you personally. I'm not. I don't have. You know, we have this conversation and we live, so I can't just put my phone down and look up socialism and get the correct definition. So what I'm just trying to say is this. So. But is this something that you kind of like putting together? Because you're like, nah, man, this is very similar. I'm just putting it up. Because, look, Bernie Sanders, so why would you call it, or why do you think he would be running on that ticket? Because are you saying because he's so against, like, Captain, you know, like, you know, the rich or whatever? That's what you're trying to say. So that's why he's more of a socialist?
Even though
he's rich himself, I'm sure, which is fucking
bullshit. Right, Bernie Sanders got money. Bernie Sanders possessed money.
Yeah.
But, like, if you look at the trend, you have to look at the trend, because a lot of times a motherfucker will just do shit and say shit just to get you to vote for them.
Facts.
All right.
Facts. That's why I'm not fucking with Democrats at all. This year.
The problem with socialism and communism, right, is that they always, in the beginning, they always believe that the state, which is the government, should provide for the people. Right.
Yep, I know that.
See, now mind you, it's a good ass idea, but then you got to look at what happens when the state and the government have to provide for the people. In order for the state and the government to provide for the people, they have to start taking from the people. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers, everything's the same.
Right. So motherfuckers be like, oh man, everybody deserves a job. So the state, or aka the government, should provide a job for you. First of all, this is America. If the state and the government decides to start providing jobs for you, guess what? Whatever job they give you is what you got.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick and choose. That's how this shit works.
You get slotted.
When you look at the Affordable Care Act, right, it's a good ass idea. Everybody should get health care, right? But then you got to look at it like this. Everybody should get health care, but ain't shit for free in life. Which means somebody has to pay for it. So, like, now more and more people is losing their health care. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't feel like Obamacare either, by the way.
It's called Affordable Health Care Act. I don't call it Obamacare because that's not the fucking name.
Well, they changed it, though, anyway. Trump.
No. The real actual name is the Affordable Care Act. Like, they just call it the Obamacare as a fucking...
Because I was...
But
he was really repping that, yeah. That was like one of his big time policies that he was really like, you know, putting his stamp on or whatever. That's why.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mind you, because But mind you, it starts off as a good idea, but when you break
it
down
did.
The numbers, you know, it started off as a good idea. But, like, once you say it, if a motherfucker who knows numbers hear that shit like I did, like, nah, that shit ain't going to work. So, like, now.
Yeah, I saw it. It didn't work. Yeah, that's why I said I wasn't a fan of it at all.
It's
like,
not working now.
Done.
It's not working now. That's why the fucking cost of healthcare is going up. It was projected to go up. You see what I'm saying? Like, so here it is. You're trying to pass the bill. What you did, and you already knew more and more people was going to lose their insurance. They were going to lose their ability to pay for their health care. That's why you started to put other little stipends in that bitch, like penalties.
People started getting taxed.
Right, so if you underinsure yourself, then we're going to take your fucking tax, your tax refund from you and shit like that.
Yeah, that was
so
crazy.
It's
man.
A hustle. It's a game.
It was definitely a hustle. I don't know what Obama was thinking. I don't know if he didn't foresee it or it just sounded like a good idea.
No.
And that's the part.
See, people that think like that, people that think that somebody else is supposed to provide for you, those
exactly.
are the most
that's
dangerous people in the world.
Exactly, yeah.
Those are the most dangerous people in the world because they come from a good place for them, but it's a dark place for somebody else.
Exactly.
Ain't shit for free.
That's
you know what I'm talking about? Man, the law
yeah,
of
I
fucking
agree.
Finance means you can't have a gain without a loss. That's the law of the finance.
Right.
So for everything you gain,
preach.
You got to lose something. So if I'm on the losing end, I'm going to get mad. Right now, I'm on the losing end when it comes down to that shit. Like, man, the cost of my fucking insurance skyrocketed. Back
exactly.
in 2010, though. Well, yeah, I think it was 2010.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. I wasn't a fan, man.
So, like,
you know,
the shit I go through now, I remember the good old days. Whoo, boy. I remember them $20, $30 fucking co-pays. Man, my fucking co-pay like $300.
Exactly. That's
$300?
You're like, yo, yeah.
If my fucking PCP give me a referral, that's another $300. I said, you motherfucker.
Yep. Yeah, man. You know, so
But it all comes, it all starts off from a good idea. It all starts off from a good place. But just because it starts off in a good place don't mean it's going to end up in a good place.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, the whole Democratic right now, that's why now, you know, I get, maybe, you know, as I got older and I'm maturing and I'm just learning different shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would say I'm leaning towards, if I had to pick, like I said, I'm an independent type of person or a hybrid, as I like to say. But at this point, you know, just seeing certain things, man, I would consider myself more of a Republican than a Democrat at this point right now, because everything you just said, like, I don't want to just be fed. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Democratic Party right now, they just want to feed you, like you just said. But I want to know how to hunt. I want to know how to fish and cook for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're just being fed, then it's just like they can just switch the rules on you and just, you know what I'm saying?
And
you just caught up.
Take it from there anytime they want.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know it's a system. So, regardless, you know, we still in a quote-unquote system, but I would, like I said, system, job, work, whatever you do, you can either work for the system, or you can work your job, or you can have a system. You can make the system work for you, or make your job work for you. So I've always considered myself the latter. Yeah, of course I got you know this company. You know what I'm saying? Like, ownership is key, but a lot of times to achieve ownership, you gotta work to get to that level. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not looking at myself as I'm just working for this, you know, it's a partnership. It's a, you know, the way I'm looking at it, because like I said, I'm going to make this work for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. And then when you're just working for somebody or you're just in the system, then that's when you have that slave mentality. You know what I'm saying? You're not, you know, you're just getting fed and, you know, you got to learn how to hunt and like I said, fish and cook for yourself. And that's why I think as a community, the black community, we got to get on point with that, man, because we keep having these people, these Democratic people that just keep feeding the same shit over and over again. Shit is never going to change. So it's just going to take a whole new way of thinking. And I think because Trump is so brash about it and he's so like, I don't give a fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? It just turns a lot of black people off. But that's, yo, sometimes you just, you know, the truth hurts, but just the fucking way it is, you know what I'm saying? And adapt accordingly. So it's going to be interesting, man. This is just an interesting topic, man. Interesting times that we're living in right now. So, you know, that's definitely the political side of things. And I guess Black, I don't know what's up with Black. I know Black was supposed to be calling in about 45 minutes into the show.
Hey, America.
Oh,
Black
oh.
is back.
Hey, Black been on, the day.
I was sitting here waiting on my cue because the last time I popped in, you know, y'all had jokes on me talking about I popped in on the show like a commercial. So I was just waiting
okay.
on my cue to do what I do.
Perfect. Yeah, you came in perfect time, and I, like, spoke you into existence. That's what's up.
Hey, America. Man, listen,
yeah.
I'm trying my hardest to get the schedule changed. They talking about sometime
man.
In January, so I'm sorry, y'all. I love y'all, though.
We holding it down, though. What's up? But yeah, Black, so what's up? You know, holler at the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Me and school going back and forth. We was, you know what I'm saying? We was, in our political conversation.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, you like a... No, we were just getting our political...
We waiting on you to start this gay-ass topic.
Exactly, basically, what he said. So
well,
let's get into it.
I had a great week. How about that? Bitches.
Well,
okay. I finally moved this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's been a process for the last couple of months, but I couldn't like move on my own. I had to do things per my attorney. So I finally moved this week, and I'm so excited. I'm so in love with this new place. It is so it was so amazing. It is so amazing. So I've been getting acclimated here. Zero complaints about that. Just working, trying to balance myself back out with my job, and yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's my week.
Okay.
So I have a buddy, and he's a writer. And so as I tell y'all all the time, like shoot me show ideas because I can use show ideas. Well, I have a buddy that came up with about 20 or so show ideas for me to be able to fluctuate and work myself through. This was one, FYI, so I did not pick the show topic, okay, it was given to me, and the topic is really not gay. I would not call the topic gay. It's a valid-ass question to me, you know. when you have, I mean, maybe not the Smooth, okay, because he has different breed, but you never know. We're going to have one question that we're going to ask Smooth, and he's going to shock the shit out of us. Be like, what, he care? But, you know, as a woman... You know,
yeah,
we want to know, why does a man change and become possessive when he have a child with someone? Even if they not together, he becomes possessive. So she becomes the issue, she becomes the problem, she becomes this, she's all of that, and they not even together, they not even messing around. It should be like, okay, it's like any other breakup. We done broke up, you go your way, I go my way, our common goal is the child. So why do men become possessive?
Well, inquiring minds want to know. Like I said, I'm trying to learn. Inquiring me, like I said, I don't have any children at this time, so I don't know how.
Smooth has a million baby mamas. So
so there.
I ain't got a million.
Okay, you gotta have a million. So are you possessive over any one of your baby mamas? Like if she dates somebody else and come into the house and all of this stuff.
Look. Let me do one thing first. Am I possessive with my bitches? No. Now, mind you, I do have rules as far as you introducing.
Okay.
I do have rules as far as you introducing niggas. No, ain't no tip, but I do have rules as far as you introducing new niggas to my children.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Certain bitches is just dumb. Certain bitches, they'll fuck around, like, they'll just bring a nigga around the child at whim. Like, damn, bro, how many niggas you bring around the fucking child?
Yeah, that's not cool.
Like, at first, like, how can I put this? It wasn't until I read Mama Black Widow. Right.
Black Widow, okay, all right.
Book
club.
It wasn't until I read Mama Black Widow to where it opened my eyes to the dangers of having niggas around your children that you don't know.
Oh, that's a fact.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying? So, hold up, man. Before you bring a nigga around the house, bitch, you need to fuck around and know this nigga. Make sure you know this nigga.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Other than that, man, I don't really give a fuck. The fuck? I'm just like, hey, nigga. But mind you, I don't bring no bitches around my kids. I fuck these hoes in the left and right. I don't bring no bitches around my kids. The only time a bitch come around my children is if they're a fucking baby mama and they bringing their other shit in.
Right.
Nah,
well,
real
see,
talk.
That's
real talk.
Mad respectful, right?
Said.
Because you know that's right. That's how it should be. You got some people when you say that, that's the same exact rules that I have. But I'll say, at least deal with a person consistently for 6 months before you bring my child around these people. And that's my oldest son, daddy. You know, and beyond. That's just how it is. That's how I've always been. Some men can think, when they already in their controlling ways, they can think that you trying to control them. And it's just like, just because she's nice to you, doesn't mean she's going to be nice to your child, because most of these women is plotting anyways. Most of these women under you plotting under you. They don't necessarily mean they want to deal with your children. They plotting under you.
Yeah.
The make you think that they the one, so they can come up or they can get a ring. You know how many stories I hear about stepmamas?
Okay.
Stepmamas gone bad. Stepmamas gone wrong. You know what I'm saying? Stepmamas
gone
did this,
bad.
So she didn't really like me. People have to understand, men and women, your mate like you, and sometimes they barely like you. You throw your kids in the mix, that's a whole different situation. So if a baby daddy came to me and said, listen, I want you to be mindful of who you bring around my son, I would respect that to the core. Because I'm already mindful about who I have around my children, and that's slim to none. I don't really care. You know, that dating thing is not that serious to me. And you also have to be mindful about who you leave your kids around. You can't date these people and then be like, "Oh, he watching the kids. He's such a good daddy." No. But
fuck no.
Yeah,
why?
No, I mean, that's what's up.
Why do men get possessive? Like, that's my baby mama. Like, my. Okay. Or my child's mother. However you want to say it. Yes, we have a child together. But we are no longer together. So, why is it an issue about what she doing and how she doing it?
Well,
so,
look. Go ahead.
Hold on. Wait a minute. How can I put this? See, I don't know where that particular comment is going or where it came from. Like, there's always going to be an issue when somebody makes actions, okay? For every action, there's a reaction. So let's say, for instance, you fucking with a nigga. You don't know this nigga. But then you bring that nigga around the child, okay? But then you find out a few weeks later that this nigga's on the fucking child molester list, the sexual offender list. You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Like,
right.
If you don't, you got to vet these niggas. And you know that six-month shit? Man, look, let me tell you, that six-month shit ain't long enough for me. Like, my new baby mama, the bitch I just knocked up, who been trying to knock me up, she ain't never met my kid. She ain't never met my kid. You see what I'm saying? Like, cause like my kids' personal time is their personal time. I don't interject other motherfuckers in their personal time. I don't give a fuck if you love me. I don't give a fuck how good you suck my dick. My kids' time is their time, bitch, and you ain't invited.
Right.
But that's just
But
me.
A lot of men,
that's
they not
me.
Even, they don't, they, come on.
But what
you
I'm
already know
is,
you want some bold
different me,
shit.
Though. But if you fuck around, I don't have a problem with you fucking somebody else. Because guess what, bitch? You was in a virgin when I met you.
Right.
So why the fuck do I give a fuck who dick in you now, bitch? I ain't give a fuck who dick was in you before I met you. I don't give a fuck who dick in you after I leave you.
Right.
Well,
and then that's how it's supposed to be.
But don't bring the motherfuckers around my kids if you don't know them And you, boy, look, if a motherfucker touched my child, sweet baby Jesus, nigga.
That's how it's supposed to be because, you know, you understand. I mean, you're a man, so you giving man talk. You giving king talk. But that is something that people have to learn and understand. Like, the last time I dated, and that's how I made and came to the conclusion that I changed a lot of shit up from that last time I was dating, who I was dating. Because every other conversation, you know, the baby daddy was like bringing his name up. And it kind of was like, to me, it was pathetic. It was lame. It was green. Like, why are you always bringing his name? I mean, we couldn't have a piece of a conversation. And so that let me know that apparently bothered you, you know, behind this particular individual. But see, this individual wasn't even, you know, man, if that person made you act like that, man, you really don't need to see the type of people that I talk to. But from that moment, I said, okay, anybody that I'm talking to, I was like, I don't want them to get on, you know, my Instagram and so on and so forth. But, you know, of course, you can't really bring that because that's kind of like baggage because they may want to follow you. And so I just kind of have it where, like, don't comment under my pictures. Don't be extra. You know, if somebody else like them, you know, I mean, if you like them, you know, just like them. Don't be extra in the comments, X, Y, Z. Because I don't need people reading between the lines trying to see, oh, that must be, or X, Y, and Z. And normally you see men acting like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, X, Y, you know, oh, what if he telling you not to like his shit, or that he telling you not to comment on his stuff, then he must be messing around. But it's really not like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it has nothing to do with that. It's just, let me keep this, you know, over here, while I focus over
let
here. You know what I'm
peace.
Saying? Yeah,
you
let me keep the peace, and that's just my way. So if a person don't know, then, you know, it ain't nothing you can talk about. You can say you don't care. But then if I'm talking to you and you jump to the conclusions, like, who you talking to and, you know, whoever this dude is, and I'm not even caring about who you dealing with, you know, it becomes a point. Like, you obviously care a little too much because it's like we had a child together. We didn't work out. We went our separate ways. You can do whatever it is you want to do. Now, I can tell you that the things I see and the things that are brought to me does play a factor, and if I ever deal with you again, and that shit was solidified, you know what I'm saying? I know I wasn't going to go back around that corner. I didn't want to willfully go around that corner ever again from what was brought to me. And it's okay. So I'm like, you know, do your thing. I don't care if you got 6-7 girls lined up. I'm not worried about it because you're not taking my kid from my house. You know what I'm saying? You want to see my kid? You come, chill, see the kid. Dip and leave. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't spend the night with them because what if I'm having company? Like, it's almost like training a dog all over again.
Did I miss something?
I'm trying to follow. Like,
I maybe I heard wrong, but did I just hear you say that the dad can't take his child?
No, not that one. No.
No, no, I'm just saying, like, in general. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
so like,
no, like, my oldest son, daddy, like, man, he used to get him every week. You know what I'm saying? You know, even when I needed him to pick him up from daycare, right? Because I know what type of dude that is. He's 20 years older than me. I know how he rock with his kids. You know what I'm saying? He think like you on that. He ain't finna bring no anybody around his kids because of who he is and how he vibe. And when he chilling with his kids, it's just him and the kids generally at the house chilling. That's him.
Right.
I got another one that's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
When he chilling with the kids, it's going to be somebody around. And he ain't steady enough to have one, so it's probably going to be multiple. Or they may see one often, but they're going to see others. And he ain't stable enough to sit around them because he's going to leave them there and go wherever. No, that one can't take him nowhere.
Oh, okay.
Because of who he is. No, we ain't doing that. I ain't hard up for no sitter, or I ain't hard up for none of that, no. And then when I do say, okay, you can get them, they don't never get them. So it ain't going to be on your time.
I think this is an interesting dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Like, and everything y'all saying is spot on as far as, like, when you have kids and stuff like that. But I even think it's like this, too. Like, I'm just the only part that I can kind of relate to this a little bit. It's like, you know, when I go back to Cleveland, so to speak, right? And, you know, it's like a family function. So it's like Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that where my immediate – and I got a tight family, you know what I'm saying? You know, I would have, like, a couple cousins that with every – it seemed like every time I came home, they got a new person, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I never liked that. I don't rock with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be bringing somebody – some random just fling around family, you know what I'm saying? Like, bring this person when you really – in a real relationship with this person, you know what I'm saying, and y'all steady, then that's when you bring them around. But you just don't be bringing people in and out of family business, family functions. I never rock with that, and I think that's very similar to kids. You know what I'm saying? You're just not going to bring any, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just dating this person, and I'm not serious. So I'm not about to bring my kid around this person because I don't want my kid getting attached to somebody that might not be around. You know what I'm saying? You're messing with the kid's mind at that point, so... You know, I can definitely kind of correlate that.
People don't see that, like, especially if they don't have a history of having long-term relationships. You know what I'm saying? That's conducive.
Yeah, they don't even realize what they be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. People don't really they just, that's the flavor for right now. They're not used to having long-term relationships or nothing like that. And in the situations that they be in, you know, they on drugs and they want to get high and all of that. No, my child ain't going to be around none of that. I don't do not one drug, ever.
At this point in my life,
you know, I don't do anything. I used to smoke in college and whatever, but I mean, no. So keep in mind that the environment that you have your children in plays a role in how they turn out because it's what they see. You know what I'm saying? No, my son ain't finna be sitting up, chilling, posted up around a motherfucker that smoke weed all damn day long and ain't never really got no damn money and, you know, popping pills or snorting powder and your attitude changing.
You can't do that.
No.
Your kid is around
keep in mind, two people make a child, but you also have to understand that if one person is not conducive to the way that you parent and the track that you have your child on, you have a right to intervene and say, okay, I don't think that this is okay. Or you come and chill here and then go on, because if you come pick him up, he going to be wherever chilling with you if you spending time with your child, right? Like Smooth said, if you spending your time with your child, when y'all visiting, then that's the same thing as you coming here, sitting down, spending time with your child while you visiting. If you want to do anything else, but you have some men that make up every excuse in the world not to be around their child because they're in their feelings for one reason or another and being possessive about the mom.
Now, wait, hold on. Now, this is the part. You got to put me on. Like, when you say being possessive about the mom, what do you mean by that? They try to control you or you know, like...
And if they can't control you, like, they can't outright come... Like, some men, they do. Some men outright just be like, well, I don't want you doing this, so I don't want you doing that. And then you got some men that say, well, you know, well, I just want you to sleep with me. You know, we do what we do.
Even
and then
you're
if
not
the woman
together.
Don't want to sleep with them, then guess what? It's going to be hell in a handbasket. In the same manner that... When some men, they got money and they don't want to be with their baby mama, guess what? She becomes hell in a handbasket. Same shit. The same thing that the things that women used to do to men, those are the same thing that men are doing to women these days. If she not sleeping with him and he won't her to sleep with him, then there's a problem. If he mad at her, then he don't want to sleep with her, but then he's still not going to come around the kid because he's mad at her. You know, like, whatever his mood is determines his parenting skills. And she has to walk on eggshells to cater to his mood. No, ladies, never do that. Listen, let me tell you something. This is the one motto that I know and I understand. It takes two people to make a child. But as a mother, as a woman, as a queen, as a goddess, when you have a child and you're not just a vessel, when you have a child, you may end up raising that child by yourself. So in the beginning, it may hurt because your expectations was different within that person that you had a child with. But after that, it gets easier. It gets easier and easier and easier to the point where you can look and say, I don't want nothing from you.
Yeah, man.
You know?
It's interesting. I mean, because we come up from an era where we had a lot of, you know, single parent homes, you know what I'm saying, where it was the mother primarily raising families, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So,
but kudos to the men, because you do have, it's not a lot, but you do have some men that raise their children the same way Smooth is, the same way my best friend in Orlando is. My best friend in Orlando, he had all boys. All boys. He had three boys from one lady. When they broke up, them boys came to move with him. And then all his other boys was from different people. Every single boy he had, he raised them in his household. He did not play his boys being raised with their mama. They go to their mama on the weekend, and he raised them. That is just the definition of how he parented. So you got some good men out there that really do what they supposed to do. You got some men that will never equate to be what a good man is, let alone a good father is. But they will always try to compare themselves to the good people. Like my oldest son, Dad, like, come on. We had our issues within the relationship. And even him, like, and as good as he was to us, when I left, we had to go through the possessive part. What if you ain't with me, you ain't finna have no money. If you ain't with me, you ain't finna have all the extra cars. You ain't finna have this. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through that with him. And I had to sit down to myself and gain a lot of things back on my own and then show him, like, you ain't did nothing. And that shit actually just made him feel some type of way. His nose was turned up when he seen my house. After I gave my mom the house I was in, and I moved, his nose turned up like, you were supposed to sink. You know, they damn near think you're supposed to sink, not swim. So we had that moment for a while. And when he seen that, you know, everything that he taught me and everything that I learned in the streets had stuck to me, then it was no more trying to make me sink, because he knew at that point that I was a natural-born hustler and I was going to get it. So we had our minor phase, but that's one person that no matter when I call him, if he don't answer, he gonna call me back. If something wrong, he finna figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my dog, for real. But it's other people in other situations that's, you know, complete opposite. It all boils down to possessiveness. So, fellas, if you have a child with someone, yes, that's your child's mother. But no, being possessive, wondering who she doing what with, and having anything to say about who she doing it with, you out of pocket. That's women. That's feminine. Put it like that.
But that shit,
the more people
mind,
you go tell stories and lie to, the more they put that shit together. 1 + 1 = 2.
But wait, hold on. Don't you think it goes both ways, though? I mean, this could be changed around to women too, right? Being possessive of their baby dads, you know what I'm saying?
Most of the
right
time, when you hear a man say,
baby father,
and I ain't say,
oh,
most of the time when you hear a man say, oh, she mad because I won't be with her, he on child support. that's
wait,
the number
on.
One line for my baby mama got me on child support. Oh, she mad because I don't want to be with her. Oh, she mad because I don't want to sleep with her. I don't know not one man that don't want pussy. I don't care who you are or what's going on.
But
more likely,
sometimes it runs its course, though. You know what I'm saying? The relationship runs its course, and y'all just don't want to have nothing to do with each other. You know what I mean?
A man love a crazy bitch.
Man,
a man
well, hold up.
Love a crazy bitch.
I like fucking crazy bitches. I don't love a crazy bitch.
But even though you still like fucking a crazy bitch. Listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this story lightly because I got it. One of my BFFs, he's going through something right now. Right? Well, he got a motherfucking good girl at home, but he had a fuck thing on the side, a cut buddy.
Okay.
Bitch wasn't
cut
worth
buddy.
Nothing. Damn, sure ain't had nothing on the bitch. But this motherfucker is so crazy and so turned up that he just keep fucking with her. You about to lose it all fucking with this bitch, and you just can't let her go. Men love crazy bitches. So when you tell me your baby mama crazy and your baby mama, listen, I was young when I was with my first baby daddy. At that time, I was crazy. I never let any other man get to me in the matter that man got to me. That man had my head so fucked up. I can assure you, like, one time, one person after him, my son 18 now, I loved one person as hard as I loved him from there. One person, and that was Kenzie. But I still wasn't there with Kenzie as I was with my baby daddy, my oldest baby daddy. That man had my hair so fucked up. And I used to do the craziest shit to him. That man ain't leave me alone worth a damn. You hear me? That man love that crazy shit. A man, like, because in their head, they like, I got this motherfucker acting crazy. That's an ego booster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that shit stroke your
is.
Ego. That shit take too much energy, okay? Like, I never let anybody. Kids snuck up on me when he had me a little open. But after that, I never let anybody get to me to that point where I was just that open, lost, and, you know, acting crazy out here doing the most. Yeah, no. I ain't never let nobody else get to me like that. I don't think I've ever been
too.
In love with anybody
you
other
both,
than
well,
Kenzie.
Well, a lot of times
outside
that
of my son's
too,
father.
Because you said he had 20 years on him, right? So he had that 20 years of experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of experience. You know what I'm saying? That he holds.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
So
and he was going to leverage that. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
He got me when I was 18 years old.
Okay, so yeah, that's
and one other person had gave me an orgasm before I got with him. And I didn't know what it was, and this one person, I don't care what kind of
man
called me, I would come, but it wasn't emotions evolved. With my son's father, this man gave me the best orgasms that I done had in my life. From a human. It came from him. And then he taught me how to hustle. Like, I knew how to hustle, but he taught me how to organize it.
Of course.
He taught me,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, how to build a business. He taught me how to go make it happen. You know what I'm saying? He taught me a lot of shit in this game. And so, therefore, with him, I was all in. I didn't have to work a job with him as long as I ran a business. You know, he helped me start my first business.
Put you in
like,
position.
You know, That he put me in position. I'm forever grateful to him, and I attribute my hustle to this day to him because, you know, he was 20 years older than me. He taught me a lot. He did a lot. After
yeah,
that, it just kind of went downhill. It was like my selection was, like, off.
Well, I mean,
missing the
you
mark.
Still young, you know what I'm saying? So you was messing with a girl. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference. So,
yeah.
So now look at it like that. Of you 18, that's you 38. You know what I'm saying? He on some grown man shit. And now, you know, once y'all break up or y'all go your separate ways and you start messing with dudes your same age, it ain't going to be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Cause it ain't, no. It ain't.
They not on that level
it,
mentally
it,
yet. So, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely going to – that's how that's going. You know what I'm saying? Shake
I
out.
Don't, and I normally have a call
but, you know,
where I never even dated men that was 5 years or young – 5 years or less to my age. And that's like, and
a
I
lot
messed
of women
up
feel that way.
I have a child with somebody that's less than 2 years older than me, and that was, I can't, like, my son has purpose here. I can't say, you know, that wasn't meant to happen, but that was one of the things that where I'm like, I don't know if I really want to deal with nobody that's close to my age ever again, because that was one of those things that slap you in the face.
Yeah, well, but that's where it comes with adaptability, like I was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta adapt. You gotta already know what this person is bringing to the table and how you can adapt accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm sure, you know, it was something, too. It was like, in a chop-up, I was going to talk about this too. We got like 10 minutes left, but I think this is an interesting thing. And one of the topics I was going to showcase was what age group are you learning from? You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, at that point, when you was 18, you was learning from this dude who seemed like he was an OG at the time and, you know, put you up on game and stuff like that. But then y'all went y'all separate ways, and now you in a different, you know, time in your life now. You know, years that went by, and you're in a whole other mind frame. You're mature. You know, you done had, you know, different experiences and stuff like that. So now you might meet a younger dude. You know what I'm saying? And now this younger dude, maybe y'all can vibe on some other stuff too, because now your maturity level is on there. His maturity. And some people are mature for their age. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, but a lot of times a younger person can bring some just new energy now. You know what I'm saying? Where, like,
you know, I don't want that energy. I got to know.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying. So I'm just saying it's a difference, though. Like, sometimes you can learn from just about any age group in a way, you know, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
I learned to stay the hell away from being close to my age.
But, look, obviously. But now you're at an age where people should be mature in a way. You know what I'm saying? But that's where you got to, I guess.
They should.
When you take your application, you got to kind of be checking the boxes.
Hell
you
no.
Know what I would think.
These motherfuckers.
Maybe it's, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle and.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with how you was brought up and so on and so forth. And, you know, you know, that's one thing to pay attention to. Men been doing it for years when they choosing the person that they really want to be with. And that's one thing that we got, as women, we got to start paying attention to. And maybe we will eliminate this possessiveness and eliminate the type of person. Find out if that man had a father in his life. Find out what type of father he had in his life. Men ask women, you know, was your daddy around? You know, you want to see, was she fatherless?
I know this is how I get down. You got to know people.
Look, I don't ask no bitch if their daddy was around.
Nah, but I'm saying, look, what I'm saying is.
I tell you, bitches just tell you if their daddy was around. I ain't got to ask that.
You're not asking it, but it comes up in conversations. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't mean that because that person didn't have a certain person in their life that they're going to be a certain way. Because, you know, you getting background information, but people can still break the mold and stuff like that. It's not like they scar for life.
You think they can?
Like,
I got a baby daddy that say my daddy went around and I turned out okay, so he going to be all right if I ain't around. So when you hear shit like that, you're like, but I never date a fatherless nigga. Right. And these niggas, honestly, you got some men that father wasn't around, they good men. So, y'all, I don't want y'all to think.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And I'm saying all men are not good men because their father wasn't around. But a lot of them have these issues and they don't break the mold. So my next thing is, you know, I don't want to date a fatherless child.
Well, you know what? Analytics is a big thing now. You know what I'm saying? And when I say analytics, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything's computerized now. You know what I'm saying? You can really just pull up numbers and just, you know, look at the statistics and shit like that. So I guess that's how you got to kind of be now. So I guess that's how you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot. In this last phase, like, I don't want to possess. That's the one thing about me. Anybody that dealt with me, you would know the one golden rule. If we not together, you cannot question me. That's my golden rule that I live by, because I do the same thing for people around me. I'm not going to question you about who you sleeping with. I don't give a fuck. I really don't, honestly, because, you know, I mean, why would I? That has nothing to do with me. So, you know, when you got people that's always worrying about what you're doing and how you're doing it and who you're doing it with, you know, you got to look at those traits. Like, okay, just you said analytics. In business, right, they learn from trends, and they either change up things with the company to change the trend for the better, or they change, you know, they leave it the same, right? So you find out, you know, some of the attributes that you find, you write down the attributes that you like and that you didn't like, and then you try to find out what are the contributing factors to the ones that you didn't like, you know, and then you find, you make sure that you don't do that again. That's
exactly.
All.
Yeah.
So
no,
now I'm like, okay, you know, if you a fatherless child, then maybe I don't, you know, I need to date a man that father was around, that taught him how to be a king. You know, I see these men on Facebook. Women should pay their own bills. Women shouldn't want a man to help them with their own bills if he got, you know, I see stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, y'all just really, really just fatherless out here, just reckless, just ruthless out here. Don't even know how to, you know, how to mold yourself, you know. You know, how can you call yourself a man, a protector and a provider, and you in the house, you know, talking about she's supposed to pay her own bills and y'all supposed to go 50-50? No. Pay attention. Listen to a person talk. Get past the representative stage. That's my focal point. You know, like, yeah, I got somebody that I like a motherfucker. But I'm moving so slow that I'm turtle slow. Yeah, get past the representative point. See how they act when they mad. See how they act with their children in real life. You know, I mean, just see how they operate and see if those possessive traits are there.
Understand that marriage is still a business at the end of the day. So what I'm just trying to say, because we go back and forth on this subject sometimes, I'm not saying that it's got to be 50-50 or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? Once y'all become a household, y'all a household. Because what it shouldn't be done is she's spending, like your money is being spent, and then her money is, like, basically her money is her money, and then your money is her money. You know what I'm saying? And she's not a good business manager. That's what we not
well, no,
you
got to
you know
make sense
like,
with the chick.
Look,
but that's what people fuck up,
because
they ain't got no good business sense, and
like,
they don't sense that this bitch ain't good with money.
About a statement, paying bills don't make you a fucking man. And not paying bills don't make you a fucking man either. So that bill shit done got shit to do with you being a man. Now, there ain't no shit because you're not a man. At the end of the day, like, paying bills don't make you a man, and not paying bills don't make you a man. What makes you a man is what makes you a fucking man. Now, mind you, everybody needs to realize one thing. See, me personally, I'm built different. But I don't let bitches in my house. So as far as the motherfucker saying bitches to pay their own bills, that means they have their own fucking house. So if you have your own fucking house, bitch, you paying your own fucking bill. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you have my child, then all right, okay, cool. If you fucked around, you got, and I caught you, all right, bitch, well, look.
We got to work
this
out.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, you got a gravy train. All right, bitch. But look, if you ain't got none of my children, you ain't getting shit. Bitch, you wasn't getting shit before you met me.
Well, if y'all was in a relationship.
No, I ain't a relationship here. You know me. I ain't got a relationship. I'm habitual
well,
cheater.
Yeah, so
saying,
that your baby
saying,
mamas, because you got like 12 of them, is the epitome to somebody's relationship. You know what I'm saying? Look, you taking care of a fucking village. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So you get that right, because your baby mamas don't want for nothing. You just brought one a house, and man, come on. Like, they don't want for nothing, so...
Bitch.
You straight. You know what I'm saying? You can't put yourself in that same equation because, look, as a man, you doing what you got to do. I grew up and I watched my grandfather. My grandfather always told me if he can't go out here and do what he's supposed to do as a man, if he can't keep no job, if he can't put no food on his table, and he can't do, you know, take care of the household, you don't need to be with him. Now, I slipped up this last go round and I ain't listened and, you know, look. So now, you know what I'm saying, it's just one of those things that, you know, you got to be mindful about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to learn from your, you know what I'm saying? You just got to learn from the previous experience and, you know what I'm saying? And, like, how
same
how
time, same
now.
Place next week, but.
So.
I won't be here next week at all.
Yeah, so we got to see. So this is definitely the last show before Christmas. So shout out to this show. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, our political debate that we had. Well, not even a debate, our political conversation, me and Smooth had. Shout out to Black with this possessor baby father topic or whatever the case may be with that. But this is Real Adult Talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Check us out same time next week. But I might have to, we'll have to see how we're going to work it out. But definitely moving forward.
Yeah,
you know
that's the holiday time, so we may not be
so,
in here.
Yeah, we may not be here next week. We might just come strong for, you know, the first,
first
Sunday.
Because if I fuck around calling, ain't nobody in this bitch. I ain't calling again.
Yeah, we can skip the 29th, and we'll come back strong on the 5th.
Let's do
that give everybody
yeah. so
time to get their holiday, you know, doing and
yeah,
things like that and going
regroup.
Back to a fresh work week.
So that's what we're going
to
do. We're going to regroup, you know what I'm saying, come back, brand new winter season, you know what I'm saying, for Real Adult Talk 2020. All right, so here we go. Everybody be safe, and we'll see y'all in the new year, in the new decade, all right? Peace, peace, peace.
See ya. Peace.